Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Sunday, May the 15th, 2022. And I have the honor to have whistleblower Professor James Futzer on, and also we call it whistleblower Professor Joel. Now, I'm going to let Jim pick it up and come off because he's got a couple major stories he wants to release, and then we're going to be talking about other things Joel and on. But go ahead, Jim.
Welcome. Well, pleasure to be back with you, too. We have an ominous development. All Russian Black Sea Fleet submarines have gone to sea. As a former Marine Corps officer, this suggests to me we're in for some heavy weather. All seaworthy submarines of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, from which the Russian Federation can launch missiles across Ukraine, are now at sea. This is what would happen if you were about to launch an all-out assault or war. You would send all your submarines to fleet. Submarines of the 636 Vashevorenka product are a type of multi-purpose diesel electric. The range is up to 7,500 miles. They can work for 45 days with a crew of 52, including 12 officers. Russia is carrying out missile strikes on Ukraine from its submarines, it appears. Meanwhile, a large landing ship from Russia's Black Sea Fleet, destroyed in Murmansk, was sent for repair. According to Crimean reality, the port side was damaged. Large deaths were visible, gray paint. Meanwhile, CIA behind operation in Russia targeting Putin's regime. As the Russian government tightens down outside information and dissent to the Kremlin's month-long invasion, the CIA is providing Russians opposed to the conflict in Ukraine a secure avenue of contact. Meanwhile, a leading elected Democrat claims that we're at war, and therefore we cannot criticize Biden. Brian Graham tweets, "We're not just at war to support the Ukrainians. We're fundamentally at war, though somewhat through a proxy with Russia. It's important that we win," said Representative Keith Moulton of Massachusetts. The White House distanced itself from that statement, but it looks like somebody didn't get the White House memo. Maybe a lot. Nobody told the guy most likely to replace Pelosi when she retires that we're not actually at war. Here's Steny Hoyer casually asserting, as though it were an uncontested fact, we are at war. Doesn't anyone think it's just a slip of the tongue? He said it more than once. America does still have a constitution, doesn't it? And that constitution makes some things clear about the process whereby America enters a war, does it not? Has Congress held a vote? Was there a clause hidden in 10,000 pages of documents we just overlooked that we elected officials give it up on the Constitution? As for blaming our president during time of war, sure, no president ever did that during other times of office of war for when Democrats were in office. Oh, my God, Trump saved us. He didn't get us in any wars. This is just outrageous. It's getting deeper and darker and worse.
You know, Jim, when I was in the Marine Corps, I was in the reserves because they promised us education, but they didn't get it. They lied to reserves. You get a burial and $200 down on the house type deal. But mine, I was a Remington Raider, 0151. You know what that is. And I answered directly to the CO, commanding officer. He was a captain also. Now, they had the regular division, and there was a staff sergeant that was kind of in between, but I had total access. Believe me, you're a sharp ex-captain of the United States Marine Corps, who's sharp as a tack when it comes to delivering the message of where we're at. Now, Joe, do you have any comment?
Well, this is pretty much following what I felt from the beginning, because there's somehow there's this connection, I don't understand it, of Whitney Webb's Dark Winter, and then it shifted over to what we call Polysaragon. And this is where Russia would be the bad guy and attack all of the cyberspace security of the good guys.
Now, that's unlimited hangout, correct?
That's kind of a connection here.
Unlimited hangout, no relationship. What's her first name?
Whitney Webb.
No relationship, unlimitedhangout.com. But go ahead. Any other comment, Joe?
So I'm just wondering, and there's how things are not adding up again behind the scenes. was a member of, was close friends with Klaus Schwab for over 30 years. And all of a sudden, he gets washed out of the World Economic Organization. Something's wrong here. Something is wrong. So anyway, go ahead, Jim, and see what you can make something out of that again.
Well, I think that, Putin has given speeches at Davos, for example, that he was never supportive of a new world order. He's a Russian nationalist. He wants to preserve the integrity of his great nation, which is the largest geographically in the world, I think, even exceeding China in terms of its area. And the idea that, he's going to be messed with by the West, which has continued to encroach. I think he just reached the point where it was intolerable, and I believe everything that Putin has been doing has been honorable. He's been open about it. He's been honest about it. He's managing a very difficult situation with great aplomb. I'm in awe of his mastery of the situation. But if the West thinks it can push Russia around with impunity and threaten its very existence, they have another thing coming. He's made it very clear that will not be allowed to happen, and I guarantee you 100%, by God, he will not allow it to happen.
Now, Super Spook Ovis Johnson once, while he was on a ship from his house on his computer on the NSA, there was about 150 of them total that were on different ships and monitored, and as he told me one time when they went and hit a saucer base. It was underwater. He says, I didn't even call the president and wake him up. I just gave the order to do it. And he had the power to do it. Now, he told me that Russian Putin, he was on the phone, listened to him, and he asked him a couple questions to try to calm him down. But it was over a threat of the U.S. attack, and I believe it was Syria at the time. And he told me that Mr. Putin says, quote unquote, if you people interfere, he says, I'm going to blow a weapon up. He says, a nuke in the Azar Fault. Probably already planted there. It's off the coast of New York, about 300 miles out. And he says to the government of the U.S., it will cause a tidal wave at least 1,800 feet tall, hit the East Coast all the way to Florida, take out half the United States. And believe me, we're dealing with somebody who's a straight shooter, where our guy in office is a friggin' Satanist pig that's out of control, wanting World War III. That's my opinion. Go ahead, Jim.
Joel, did you want to add any further thoughts?
Yeah. See, this is where I'm trying to make connections between these other pieces of information that are concerning this whole environment that has taken place in the Ukraine. And because we still have to keep into consideration, well, what happened to the One Belt Road system? If this, because like I've described on several occasions, think of a flower that has three petals. At the top, on the northeast direction, is Russia, the Russian petal. On the northeast side of the flower is the China petal. The petal to the south is Africa. In the middle is Israel. And this is the One Belt Road system in which the powers that be want to take control of the world, because 75% of the world's mineral wealth and other wealth lies in that area. So if things go to war, okay, what's going to happen to the One Belt, One Road system? This is where I'm at a loss. Again,
there's a peaceful resolution, or there isn't. I mean, Pitt does not want war, but he's prepared to fight it. And if NATO and the West push him far enough, by God, he's going to do it. And I believe that's absolute. Obviously, they want the One Belt Road to go forward if there's not a war. Joe, I don't think it's that war, then obviously they'll move forward on the commercial economic front. But if there's a war, then of course the situation is completely different, much more abrupt, and vast loss of life on both sides.
Taking a look at why Putin was doing this, obviously certain political concerns are pushing the button. How can they keep on doing? Are they crazy? Because here they're trying to expand NATO, and we know what that means for Putin and Russia. They're trying to surround and be the big bully.
It's been obvious Israel and Russia want to provoke a war between the U.S. and Russia. They're hoping they can emerge and escape. I don't believe there's a chance they will. But, I mean, it's a deliberate effort to provoke this war. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And it's these satanic pigs. I call them satanic pigs, Jim. But that's what they are.
Well, we got a lot of nonsense going on right here in the USA. They call Mike Nationalist has murdered 10 in a shooting in Buffalo, but it's nonsense. This is just such garbage, I can't begin to tell you. What they're reporting is an 18-year-old white gunman. He traveled for hours to come to an obscure grocery store in Buffalo in a black neighborhood where it was an act of brutality that he broadcast on the internet, the shooting, and the quality, it's like the Christchurch, New Zealand shooting. It's cartoonish. This is video game quality. He was heavily armed, dressed in tactical gear, including body armor. When confronted by officers, he held a gun to his neck when they talked him into dropping it. He's supposed to have shot and killed three in the parking lot. And get this, the market is called Tom's Friendly Market, right, just to be ironic. The shootings are all totally fake. There is no blood. This person was pure evil, said the county sheriff. It was a straight-up racially motivated hate crime, except it's all totally fraudulent, I guarantee you. There are a lot of signs. Here's a photograph I have of a police woman in front of Tom's. And guess what? She's holding a bottle of water. I'll tell you that these drills, bottle of water is ubiquitous. You find it at Sandy Hook, you find it at Parkland, you find it in Charlottesville. It's all over the damn place. Bottle of water. There's a cop with bottle of water. That's a sign. You don't see any ambulances. I see one stretcher. They don't bring real ambulances because there may be a real bona fide emergency, so they don't bring them into these fake events. Meanwhile, we have a party, the governor of New York claiming we must pass the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act without delay. This is just bullshit. And meanwhile, Buffalo suspect embraced racist replacement conspiracy theory pushed by Tucker Carlson. They're trying to get two or three with a single shot. The guy who is white, take this, Gendron supposedly, repeatedly returned to the conspiracy. The great replacement conspiracy that white Americans are being replaced by people of color by immigration, interracial marriage, and eventually violence. I don't think that's much of a theory. It's a fact. With the millions coming in, we know what's going on. Whites are being taken out by the backs, remain infertile. The fact that Tucker Carlson has talked about it doesn't mean Tucker's doing anything wrong whatsoever. And I tell you, I'm looking at this video, and it's just cheap. It's just video game quality. It's embarrassingly bad. Part and parcel of what's going on here, by the way, is to try to further demonize the Trump movement, make every conservative, everyone who voted for Trump, some white nationalist, so that they can be swept up by this Domestic Terrorist Prevention Act. And they had there was an outfit, a think tank, that thought for 6 months to come up with the idea of ultra mega so that Biden can attack conservatives as the most extreme political organization in the history of the United States, which is such unimaginable bullshit. It's insulting. It is insulting. But this is what they're up against. The Democrats have shot their wad. They don't have a ghost of a chance politically. They're self-immolizing. And they want to try to desperately regain some ground and find some way to demonize their opponents. I don't think it's going to work, but it won't be for lack of trying.
I'm in agreement with you, Jim. You couldn't say it better. What else you got to report on?
Oh, I bet Joe has things to say.
Oh, no, just continue on, Jim, because what you are saying right now is very, very important. Because, again, I was on the internet watching my friend Anthony Aguero. He's down in Yuma right now, and he was taking videos of the people coming across. And you see the car drive up, you see about two or three individuals get out of the car, they walk across some canals, come over to the American side, sit down, Border Patrol takes care of them, they then put them on a bus and ship them out. There must have been about, I would say in the hour that I watched, I would say over about 300 people came through.
Oh, my God.
And that goes on a daily basis. And that's just not the human side. It goes up and down the border. Right. Well, and people, I will tell you, Jim, they are deliberately keeping a pressure that doesn't allow them to see some of these videos. And they're very revealing. The public can see really what is going on the border. But Anthony's been kicked off of YouTube, and they won't do any of his videos, and the videos are a very explanatory and kind of boring to watch, and it reveals the truth of how these people are coming across.
We're going to have to get this link into where he parts his videos other than YouTube, if it's possible, Jim or Joe.
Elon Musk, who's ripping Twitter a new one, he's pointing out they have algorithms that you don't even know about. They're directing you to what the algorithm thinks you want to read, and instead of letting you get to what you really want to read, the algorithm is making it up for you. He's saying Biden is wrong to think he was elected to transform the country. What could be more clear? I agree. It's good to see this guy speaking out. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has weighed in on his thoughts about the 2024 election, saying, well, he firmly believes Trump should have his Twitter account reinstated unless the vice candidate might be a better option. I disagree with him about that. But he took aim at Biden, writing that the Democrats' mistake is he thinks he was elected to transform the country when actually everyone just wanted less drama. He doesn't seem to have fully absorbed the extent to which the whole damn thing was an utter sham, as the 2,000 mules demonstrate conclusively. Musk said that Twitter's decision to ban Trump was morally bad. He would reverse it. It was not correct to ban Donald Trump. A mistake alienated a large part of the country and did not result in Trump not having a voice. Trump has stated he has no intention to return to Twitter, which in my opinion is a mistake. This is Trump having pride in himself and the fact that he's created a new, you know, truth social outlet, but I don't believe it's going to be successful in spite of everyone's enthusiasm for Trump. A purchase of Twitter for $44 billion by Musk, of course, is creating a lot of controversy. And I think, in fact, potentially Elon Musk has a lot of good to do for the country, and he's already going about it in a very straightforward fashion.
Now, I've got a title up here. This is on Friday on my website on Breaking News. It says, Devin Nunes, Why No Big Tech Tyrant Can Take Down True Social. Take True Social Down. That was posted Friday. Now, that's Devin Nunes. He's now the CEO of True Social. They've got to get their software more perfected, folks. I mean, I created an account and stuck my video up there, the latest one. But I think, and I'm in agreement with you on Musk to some major degree. But here's a title I think you want to look at, Jim. Trump to Alex Jones, you're fired, traitor. That was posted Friday. Military sentences.
Now, what was that? I've seen the headline, but what was the story?
Well, I don't have my internet hooked up right now, but this was the title. Go to my Breaking News page. Trump to Alex Jones, you're fired, traitor. Apparently, Alex Jones calls up, tries to borrow money from Trump for his collapse of his media. Now go on and look up how he's rated at Forbes and how much money he makes. It's all in the story. It was a pretty excellent piece. Now, so we got that. Now, something else I want to bring up, Jim, is the House panel. This is posted on May the 10th by me. House panel will hold first public hearings on UFOs in decades. In decades.
Yeah, well, that's all great. I got one more story I want to kick in, and then I want to turn it over to you and Joel.
Okay, go ahead.
Biden's disinformation governor board declared unconstitutional by the FCC. It's unbelievable. It barely got it up, and it's already been declared wholly unconstitutional by the Federal Communication Commission Commissioner Brendan Carr. Appearing with Maria Martiroma, Carr called for Biden's Ministry of Truth to be immediately dismantled because it's entirely illegal. Sometimes a threat to our liberty comes dressed up with sheep's clothing, but this wolf comes as a wolf, he said, quoting the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who we believe was assassinated and taken off the court. This is Orwellian. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. The very best time to shut this down was before the DHS even announced it. The second best time is right now. In Carr's view, the very idea of a disinformation board regulate free speech is antithetical to the Constitution, the First Amendment of which guarantees the right to speak one's mind freely without government imposition. This type of board was always going to be a dumpster fire, but the particular director they chose to run it is just throwing more gasoline on it. What makes this all the more ridiculous is the fact that Biden regime is capped to the gills with mentally ill people like Rachel Levine, the current Secretary of Health, who believes that he is a woman, even though biologically he's a man. If the regime is serious about getting rid of disinformation, then maybe they better sit down with him and give him a list of his biology. If he was born with man parts, then he's a man. He cannot just dress up like a woman and declare himself to be the opposite gender. The Newsbusters.org published an expo day explaining that the disinformation board's far-left man, co-leader Jennifer Nascow, has at least three close ties to the far-left billionaire and mega-donor George Soros. The board's director, Gina Jankowicz, is also convinced she's the very pop of the disinformation. Seen on TikTok singing a show tune ditty about the dangers of disinformation widely marked. Jeff Bezos has even put out a tweet now in relation to Joe Biden declaring that the wealthiest corporations have to pay their fair share. And Bezos tweeted, "A newly created disinformation board should review this tweet, or maybe they need to form a new non-sequitur board instead. Raising corporate taxes is fine to discuss. Taming inflation is critical to discuss. Mushing them together is just misdirection." So you have both two of the richest men in the world, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, being highly critical of the administration, and of course for very good reasons.
What do you think should happen pertaining to abortion, Jim?
Oh, I'm all for a woman's right to choose, Stu. I have dealt with that extensively in the 35 years of college teaching, debated all sides of the issue. The crucial question is personhood. When does a developing entity, and it goes through all kinds of transformations from the fertilization of an ovum by a sperm into an embryo into the various stages of fetal development, some of which look sort of like a shrimp. There are some students of evolution who believe that the stages of development in gestation replicate the stages of evolution for the emergence of the species. But the court in Roe v. Wade, and reinforced by Casey, essentially determined that personhood, which is a status with social, moral, and legal significance, occurs only at the time of viability, which is to say, the ability of the fetus to live external to the intrauterine environment. Roe talked about the end of the second trimester, or the end of 6 months. In Casey, it was viability, but they coincide. It's not a function of heart or brain. It's a lung development is necessary. but from that, according to Roe, abortion can be unrestricted in the first trimester. How it can be done in the second, but in the third, only to save the life or health of the mother, otherwise qualifies as murder. I believe there are many women who become pregnant unintentionally and inadvertently. They're in a difficult situation. They have too many children. They have a job, can't afford to have a child, blah, blah, a whole lot of reasons. The only democratic solution, in my opinion, is to leave it up to each individual woman or special circumstances, her own moral beliefs and status. It doesn't require any woman to have an abortion. But on the other hand, unlike the pro-life position, it doesn't require any woman to carry the term either if that's an unwanted fetus. And we know unwanted children don't receive the loving, nurturing environment they need to grow up to be healthy kids. They become juvenile delinquents by and large and become permanent criminals and a drag on society. So I believe that the Democrats blew it badly when they made my body, my choice, their mantra for abortion, but then abandoned it over the facts. I think that was a cop-out, a serious one, a form of hypocrisy that's disgusting, but I myself am very strongly a proponent of the choice position.
Joe, you want to chime in on that?
Well, what interested me was I kept hearing on different talk shows that Roe versus Wade was bad law. Maybe Jim might have an insight into this. And I thought that Roe versus Wade was overturned because it was bad law, not so much having to do with abortion, but that it was bad law. Maybe you could expand upon what that means, Jim.
Bad law?
Yeah. In other words,
the whole argument is whether, of course, abortion isn't mentioned in the Constitution, but there's a right to privacy that has been expanded here, and I think legitimately. I don't think it was bad law. I think it's just politically controversial. It really runs against religious beliefs more so than anything else, and in my opinion, is what's been motivating a lot of this. The word baby is commonly misused in this context. It only properly applies to the issue of a live birth. So you can argue that babyhood comes into existence at viability at the end of the second trimester. I don't have a problem with that. Prior to that point, the developing entity is just a very special kind of personal property of the woman. And, she's entitled to protection from abuse of her developing fetus. I believe in some jurisdictions, actually killing a pregnant mother is counted as two felonies, two murders, rather than merely one. I don't have an argument with that, except that from a strict legal moral point of view, the fetus, strictly speaking, only attains personhood, as I understand both Casey and Roe, at that point of attaining viability. So I think the bad law is people who just don't like the idea. They have a not very clear conceptual understanding of this. They don't grasp the notion of personhood. We're talking about the very first primitive rights to life, but they can be overridden by the mother's superior right if the developing fetus should threaten her life or her health. I don't think it's bad law. I think that's just a bad argument.
Okay. What else you got to report on, Jim?
That's I wanted to give it over to you and Joe, my friend.
Okay. I thank you very much for coming on, Jim. Join us here.
My great pleasure. My great pleasure.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
Now, Joe, it was about this full moon. We're going to talk about this here in a minute, but I want to read the headlines from stewweb.com for what I've been posting, so people, I do a lot of work to my website. Now, Trump to Alex Jones, you're fired, traitor. Second story is military sentences Vilsack to hang. Somebody committing treason, sedition in the military. Explosive FBI whistleblower testimony emerges. Devin Nunes, why no big tech tyrant can take Truth Social down. Now, this is all Friday. The New Benders, 1968. It's an old movie about mainstream media, folks. You ought to watch it. It's very interesting. House panel will hold first public hearings on UFOs in decades. Now, that's something Joe and I are going to touch upon. But this is the time that they're going to have closed door hearings and open hearings. Supposedly some experts. I think it's just to kind of cover up what's going on, or maybe they're introducing something to us, to the general public. Next title is U.S. government cyber attacks against the web, May the 10th. Joe Biden's secret Ukrainian trip. U.S. intelligence is helping Ukraine kill Russian generals, officials say. Lake Mead and Lake Powell update. And Joe and I touch on that. I mean, they are a level that is... they're going to be out of water, millions of people. Rep. John Lear, 79, died April the 1st, 2022. He's a good friend of mine. That was Lear Jets. And John flew in the CIA, and he also flew at Area 52 during light testing airplanes. But he was a great guy. Kerry Cassidy interviews Stu Webb October 2027. That's just...
Let me stop you right there, Stu.
Yeah.
But this is for the folks. Stu has a lot of stories to tell and explain. And if you take a look at Kerry Cassidy's interview of Stu, Stu gives a general talk and clarification of what happened to him. So if you folks want to get just a general idea of what Stu did, listen to the Kerry Cassidy tape. Go ahead, Stu.
Bob Lazar talks about advanced technology he worked on. Now, that was a friend of, and who put Bob Lazar on was John Lehrer, and made, what's his name? The one that's dead, the talk show host in Vegas. What was his name? Midnight is something he had. What was his name, Joe? Pardon me? No, I'll think of the talk show host. He was in Las Vegas. He came on the evening, and John put
Art Bell.
Yeah, he's dead now. But John Lehrer made him famous by putting Bob Lazar on, who actually worked with the aliens out there like Ed Slade did. Now, Bob Lazar talks about the advanced technology he worked on. George Knapp, now he's a reporter in Las Vegas. I've met him. Interviews Bob Lazar at Las Vegas, Nevada. Bob Lazar and Jeremy Corbell, Area 51 in Los Alamos National Laboratory, which my father taught Department of Energy inspectors on how to do their job down there. Lee Harvey Oswald's final phone call, assassination of John F. Kennedy, calling a spook over in Virginia. Dr. Preston James and Stu Webb, Alien Agenda, January 17, 2014 video. Dr. Preston James is a friend of Professor James Fetzer as well. But this was one that he did, decided he wanted to do. We did it on cable access TV, and you have to listen to it because it's very informative to what we're going to be talking about. And this pertains to the Mandela effect and what is called the, there's another effect here, I've got it up. 25 mysterious fires at food processing plants across U.S. Roman Catholic Latin prayer worshiping Satan. U.S. government, Israel, PSI, Cogenco, cyber attacks against the web. Targeted individuals awareness. Kentucky Derby, just for kicks, full race. I mean, nowhere he won. Three important visions for America, which pertains to this war that's most likely coming. Stu Webb Radio, May the 7th, 2022. Stephen D. Kelly, the CIA shut me down today. Stu Webb Radio, May the 6th. The Trump Time Travel Miracle Operation. Tesla's 369 and Vortex Math Effect. It's all been posted this month of May. We will appear now. President Donald Trump's new social join now. 10 hours of cyber attacks against Stu Webb. What you need to know about the food chain and cosmetic events. David Wilcox, Pyramid, UFOs, officially confirmed, a chronosaur. U.S. government troll, Scott White, cyber attacks against Stu Webb, whistleblower, the 29th of April. Cyber attacks. The Mandela effect, posted on April the 30th. Movie, You got to watch that. The Mandela effects underneath it. This is where they change timeline. Remote viewing, extraterrestrial manipulation in Russia. Vladimir Putin, in his inner circle trailer. We will appear now. Are you ready? Most people have no idea. Soviet scientists and blood fascinating history. Remote viewing, again, secret space programs. Russia, etc. The stealth blimp, etc. Elon Musk just destroyed a Russian spy satellite. Simon Parks, important conversation. The list goes on, folks. There's a bunch of new information up there. It's vitally important to what Joe and I are going to talk about. Now, Joe, what's going on today? I made my noise here. Tell us what's going on the solstice, or on this.
Now, this is what comes out of a meeting when Stu met Otis and invited him up to Nebraska. And during one of those times, Stu took Otis out to the airport, and a jet came in and picked him up, and aboard the jet was General
One was General Flynn, and the other time that I put him up there was General Hayden. Wanted to know why I was up in his town. He said I got him a job.
And what the mission was, as it turned out, was that Otis had to take a document that had to be signed by George Herbert Walker Bush, who was at that particular time in Denver, Colorado. And Otis was taken to a place called Roaring Barn. And this is across the street from the Brown Hotel. That is the time that he knocked on the door. The man opened the door. He asked Luke to see the President of the United States. And he looked and he noticed that there were all these people in the hoods, black hoods. And he could see this little baby on a gurney. And so then, George came over, put his head back to show him that it was him. He said, Mr. President, you have to sign this. He signed it. President Bush said to Otis, if you reveal anything that you've seen here, it will be the end of you. Yes, sir.
He said, I will kill you, is what he said. Yeah.
The problem is that that came out, well, not the problem, but what came out of this is that Otis eventually told Stu learned from other people that he ran in, and that at the solstice, which is June the 21st and December the 21st.
Well, in December, it varies. Wait a second, Joe. It varies. The shortest day every year changes between the 20th and 22nd.
I'm going to print it out for you, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
You have June the 21st. You had December the 21st. When is the winter solstice? When is the summer solstice? That is where the days become shorter at the different parts of the world, where it becomes warmer and the days longer. The other part, where the days become shorter and colder. But it is at that time that there are sacrifices that are done. And Stu learned this from Otis, and he learned it from other people, that these Illuminati, if you want to call them, at auspicious times of the year, they call them satanic sacrifice dates, but all they are is the equinoxes and the solstice. That is where the energy begins to transform itself. And that is where learning from Jay Parker, Arden, Delaware, Rose Valley, Delaware, are satanic towns. How does he know? Because he was raised in a dark Illuminati family. And he participated in sacrifices. And at that place between these two cities is the Arcadian Ley Line. And what they do is is to influence that ley line, which then, because you have ley lines on your body, that then influences you. So we have here, through the meeting of General Flynn, Otis going to Denver, Colorado, Otis coming back, eventually telling Stu what he saw, then Stu running into other people who told him the same story, that these elitists of Victoria Newland, by other people, just like that, the neocons in particular, participate in human sacrifice to get their accomplishment, their way. So consequently, tonight is a full moon augmented by a lunar eclipse. So that means the energy is going to be really building up. And not only do the bad guys do it, but the good guys perform their ceremonies to help mankind. So that's what's going to happen at tonight in your area, 8:30 p.m. will be the lunar eclipse. Then at 9:30 your time will be the peak of the full moon, and that is where they do their sacrifice. If they're a bad guy. So that's what Stu is referring to and wanting me to tell you about.
And what are the good guys doing, such as the self-help prayer warriors?
There's all kinds of different people at all different kinds of levels that are, some people will do prayers, candle lighting, other people will do other types of rituals, maybe that are Christian in nature, that they know will affect and stay the hand of the executioner. So there's all kinds of different ceremonies that the good guys do that are the exact opposite of what the bad guys do.
Prayer works, I know that. You know that, Joe. It's by the blood of Christ. Go ahead.
So what we have then is that we have found out through this meeting of Otis with George Herbert Walker Bush, and it was verified to me by Chip Tatum, because he told me, and I was on the other end of the line, he said that they knew me when I showed up. They called me on my cell phone, and he said there were times when I would come in from a mission, and the guy that was the manager of the household down at Jupiter Island,
yep,
one of the big sacrifices, Jupiter Island, he said to Chip, he's out in the back, do you want to go back there? No. In other words, Chip was saying that at that particular time that he showed up, the President of the United States at that time was performing a sacrifice.
That's what he said. I remember the conversation. You got a good memory, Joe.
So consequently, that's how we know what these elitists do. Then a guy by the name of James Wickstrom interviewed Rabbi Finkelstein. And in there, Rabbi Finkelstein said exactly what is in what we call the Harold Rosenthal letter. He said, we Khazars, and that's the real name of the Jews, our God is not your God because our God is Lucifer. And we perform sacrifices. We do not eat the body, but we drink the blood. We rend the body and ship out the human remains to places like the McDonald's place where the hamburger is made, and that is where they put in the human remains. By the way, that is one of the things that Klaus Schwab said. In the future, the very near future, we're not going to eat regular food. We're going to eat poop. That's right. Poop, human remains, and bugs.
And Rabbi Finkelstein made it.
This is right out of the mouth of Klaus Schwab.
Now, Now, Rabbi Finkelstein said one day, he says, we're going to win the battle. We're going to get in our flying saucers and go defeat your God. Isn't that what he said?
That confirms everything that Reuben Tompkins said, selected by the extraterrestrials, his book, and the guy that really blew the cover was Slade.
And the extraterrestrials, folks, aliens, there's 200,000 of them registered National Security Agency, according to Otis Johnson, and was done in 1952 as part of the Alien Agreement until 2012, which has been extended because of the underground base at Bluffdale, Utah, with the secret alien base on the south side for miles, and six floors below ground of artificial intelligence, AI, which they can read everything based on what you say on your phone, as Ed Snowden, there's a link up on my site, I posted up recently, where he talks about if you have the chip in your phone, they can know everything about you, including your heartbeat, basically, okay? And you're being monitored off the cell phones. They can triangulate you. Now, we have that kind of technology, and it's radiating you, and it's controlling you. And we give you some suggestions on Organite and other things to put a halt to it. But Joe, I want you to pick up on the general picture right now with everything going on. And by the way, this 200,000 aliens, plus we've cloned over 10 million registered in Hope, Arkansas, cloned human beings. I think they're the ones they're using to shoot up stuff, if any of it's real. A lot of it is just drama, queen crap. Go ahead, Jim. I mean, Joe.
To emphasize the point that there is this high, high, high science that is going on, I listened to a video with Whitney Spears where she said, and I heard it distinctly, I'm tired of being cloned. Leave me alone. Now, Whitney Spears is saying this. That means, and I had a guy by the name of Dr. Woods tell me the same thing that we've been cloning for a long time. This is where the aliens can control the human body and present themselves in this world, because the fallen angel alien cannot stay in this dimension very long. So what they do is they reach in and control the human, and one of those are, as experienced, as told by Diana to Credon Lutois of Africa, the Windsors are not human. The Windsors are not human. In other words, they are controlled. That body is controlled by fallen angels. And so consequently, that's why you have some of these absolutely horrible events going on. And it's because of them. And one of their big ploys is to say, hey, there's a UFO over here. Oh, UFO over here. Hey, there's a UFO over here. Hey, there's a UFO over here. That is to put you into a circle, and that is what MUFON does. Group of them set up. Okay. Are UFOs really real? Are UFOs not real? But when Slade came forward, William Tompkins came forward, and we have had anti-gravity machines since the late 50s.
1952, John Lear, his dad, my friend John, the test pilot at Groom Lake, now dead, I mentioned him a little while ago. His father took the contract, sold Learjets, and took the contract in secret to build, beginning in 1952 to 1959, 150 saucers for our U.S. Air Force arsenal. And that's where they are. Now, we had saucers, anti-gravity back then. This alien technology came from, and I'm going to make a point about the cloning in Hope, Arkansas, because matter of fact, when I got in that with Otis, it was him and a buddy of his, were sitting at the table, at his house, and I was there, and I brought it up, and they answered the question. And this was the old Nazi scientists from World War II who they allowed in the United States. They put them down there in secret and built them this base because they were already into the cloning thing in Nazi Germany. So that's where this cloning came from. No. We got 10 million of them registered, but Obi said he thinks it's more like 20 to 30 million that they've cloned. They've created a whole army of these. They have no soul and no conscience, is my point, folks. No soul, no conscience. If they're told to do something, they do it. Go ahead, Joe.
They're breaking up, Stu.
Oh, am I? Sorry.
Yes, you're breaking.
Well, they're breaking me up here, then.
Let's go ahead. That was probably them letting us know. So let's go ahead and shut it down now. Say your prayers and onward and upward.
Okay, now, Joe, real quick, the key to this whole thing on today's events and what they think they're going to get from the power from this. I mean, I disagree with a lot of things people say. One thing I disagree on, and I think abortion, I think is a form of murder. That's my own opinion. Okay, you can take it for what it's worth. I give credit to my guests. Everybody has their own opinion, but that's mine. And all we have to do is start relying on the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of Christ and start praying earnestly every day without ceasing. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You feel like praying, just say a prayer. You don't have to close your eyes to say a prayer. It's in the name of the blood. Am I right, Joe?
Let's clarify it very carefully. There was an individual who was a very wealthy man that bought up all of the abortion clinics in Orange County. He took his family to Idaho to go skiing. The plane crashed and ended up in the cemetery and skidded to a very end that ended up in front of the dedication to Mary and to people who have been aborted. The entire family, except for him, were killed. What does that tell you? That every abortion that we're seeing is a satanic, as a myth, is a satanic sacrifice. I've had at least three people told me that worked in abortion clinics and said they do rituals in there. I watched it. They do rituals. And the reason for that is, and the reason that the Aztecs and the Mayans and the other indigenous people performed sacrifices, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, and others, is because the fallen angel ailing their lives have cut themselves off from God, and they do not give their life fulfillment. It's like choking yourself. You can't breathe enough. So what they do is they have to murder people because life is in the blood, and they get that life out to sustain themselves. That's why they are the authors of wars. They have to have that blood. They're like the vampire. And so, consequently, you have sacrifices around the world. You have cannibalism around the world. And it says, strictly in the Bible, do not drink the blood, because the life is in the blood. Do not drink human blood. Don't do that. It's strictly forbidden. And the reason why it happens is the reason I just told you. There was an entire satanic, if you want to call it that, I'd rather call it the fallen angel aliens system that extended its way all the way from Chiapas to the pyramid of the sun, pyramid of the moon, pyramid of the sun, and make no mistake, they do the sacrifices to this day. They're going to do it tonight. Because it sits on a ley line, and believe me, there will be the opposition force. I know that there will be the opposition force there. That extended all of its way up into Canada, to where they had, for instance, there are the Mound Rivers in Ohio. And it looks between the form of a snake, but they put rugerite minerals on it, and it grows green. The head is pointed to Draco, where the fallen angel alien head lives in the other dimension. And that is why Chaco Canyon, they finally discovered Chaco Canyon is not a place of habitation. It was a place of worship. And they found out that they were seeing scrapings of its skulls, that it was human sacrifice. And that extended all the way from Chaco Canyon. They had a road 30 meters wide, perfectly beveled, that extended all the way from Chaco Canyon all the way down to Guaymas, Mexico. So you had an extension of this, if you want to call it satanic, I call it fallen angel alien system, that extended itself all the way from Chiapas, all the way to the pyramid of the moon, pyramid of the sun, all the way up into Ohio, and had extending trails and roadways. They used to talk about what is called an ancient Mississippi culture. You had these great pyramids, and they found out that in these pyramids are giants. And these giants are in Genesis 6, and it talks about the sons of God looked upon the daughters of men and lusted and created men of renown and giants.
They got those pyramids near St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead.
So consequently, these giants had to have a lot of FIFO from I smell the blood of an Englishman, and they would eat humans and everything in sight, and the entire culture was made to service them. So that'll tell you the story in a short synopsis. So say your prayers for tonight. I think we ought to bring to an end, Stu.
One more thing. Lake Mead, Lake Powell, I want you to touch on it. It finally hit national news, but I have had it posted up for a few days before that, but they're talking about it. It's very serious, but they're not talking so much about no water, no power. Touch on that, Joe, please, real quick.
The mega drought that is out here in the West. The drought is created by the powers that be through weather manipulation. Lake Powell is getting now to the point to where they cannot provide electricity. So what they're going to do on a 12-month basis, they're going to bring water to Lake Powell to keep the electricity and drinking water going, but they will not send any water down to Lake Mead, which is also in a very distressed state. And what they're going to do is they're going to divert water from other lakes down into Lake Mead. Do the same thing for Lake Powell, but only for 12 months. Then comes the very, very serious thing. This is how bad it is. You either get in the West, particularly in the Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, Utah, parts of Montana, parts of Wyoming, you either get water or electricity. You can't have both. What does that tell you? And remember, the drought, this mega 12-year drought, was brought about by the manipulation of this weather system, and it's part of what we call Agenda 21, which is now Agenda 30. And it is to enhance the Klaus Schwab new culture that is going to come about, or it's going to be the robots and the human combined together to make the Orwellian state. And that's not going to be way down the water, way down the road. We're talking about 2030.
Now, they got a problem with the water shortage already all over the West. And look at how many homeless we've got, how many people have been driven out of their homes, all the other stuff that they're doing to people. And they can't survive. Homelessness at an all-time high rate, folks. I mean,
okay, let me explain to that to the people of the reason for that. There is a reason. I've been watching this since the time of Silicon Valley, where the housing prices around Silicon Valley started going up, and I thought it was because of Silicon Valley. No, it was not. What was happening is you had an organization called BlackRock and Vanguard. What they were doing is, and it's part of Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and what Klaus Schwab says, by 2030, you will not own anything. You will rent. And what it means is, you will not own a house. They've set up the means to where you can't own it. And what they're doing is, they're going to a town like Prescott. This is an exact incident that happened. A lady bought her house for $150,000 way back, and then it came up to a price of $235,000. A guy from a out-of-state realtor came in and offered her $325,000. And she said, yeah, I'll take it. She did. But there was not enough equity built up into her house so that when she received the money, there was not enough money for her to pay for a new house. And by luck, she found where she could move to and still afford a house. And that is why in California, you're having all of these housing being brought up, all these houses being built down to make people homeless. And these guys that you see out there on the street now are the bottom of the ladder. The ladder is going to go up, up, and up, and up, and you're going to find middle-class people very soon homeless.
Now, I want to add to that, because BlackRock is Pete Peterson, as I recall his name. He's Council Foreign Relations, New World Order pig. But his money, folks, I know this to be fact. Silverado Savings and Loan, which was owned by my ex-father-in-law. Now, what's left of the corporation is NBC Holdings, but its directors were Larry Mizell, who's the new fallen angel-possessed human being that jumped from my ex-father-in-law when he died into him, and Norman Brownstein, who is Daddy Bush's CIA counsel when he was CIA director, Bill Barr's boss, and others. Anyway, here's the point. They were both on the board of directors with Neil Bush, the president's son, vice president's son, laundered Iran-Contra drug money from all the pilots that were involved in Iran-Contra. And they were giving them stock in exchange, making them look like they were getting loans, and then they would default, and someone at the FDIC in Dallas, Texas was in on the tape, and they were doing all the shit. But BlackRock, Blackstone, it was called BlackRock, I believe, from the beginning. They were set up by Milman in 1968, this Peterson, or 1978, to receive drug money from Silverado. And there was $12 trillion laundered through there in 9 years, folks, because I caused the congressional investigation. And I've had Bill Black on, who was the attorney for the government that closed them down. He's a professor of law at the University of Kansas City. I've had him on. I had lunch with him before several times. So anyway, the point is, there's an interview on the front of my site. Just put in Bill Black, or look for a little cartoon of the takeover of the Federal Reserve, I think it was. Now, BlackRock, or Blackstone, whichever it was called, Milman kept giving them all this drug money and invest in real estate. Build, buy everything commercial you can get your hands onto. And that's what they did. Later, they were involved with the cover-up of the 2008 bank bailout, which I was one of the people that helped contribute to. That is, brought it to light. And nothing was done. But BlackRock, Blackstone, was involved in the cover-up. Well, underneath Trump, Blackstone, BlackRock took over the Federal Reserve. They own enough banks, they take it over. And that's what happened. So BlackRock, Blackstone, BlackRock, Blackstone are REITs. It's a real estate investment trust. And so much money, I mean, it's, God, I don't know how much they own. It's way up there in the trillions worth of property. But here's the point. Right here in Kansas City, Angie Rikamashito, a reporter at KCTV5.com, has been reporting on the real estate prices, that people are trying to buy homes, and they got these two groups. One's called Blackstone or BlackRock, and the other, and then the other one is a real estate investment trust. The other one is, or not BlackRock, it was a, would you just say the other name?
It was BlackRock and Vanguard.
Vanguard, yeah. They've been buying up, and it comes back to them, because I've been looking at it myself. They're buying up everything in the United States. So someone puts their house on the market immediately. What they do is they come in and do exactly what Joe says. They come in and offer them. Their value is, and it's appraised at, say, $200,000. They come in and offer them $250,000, $280,000. Take a hike, take a move. They're buying up everything and then putting a price tag of a rental. Now, I know a builder here, because I was in the building business here, a friend of mine, and he's doing 200 rental properties for a corporation this year. Those are brand new homes they're building just to rent. Now, who's going to be able to afford to buy these, rent these houses? They're buying up everything. You won't own anything. You'll be renting. Does that summarize it, Joe?
There's one more thing. Depopulation. By depopulation, exactly those words Al has done to the kill shot called COVID. The truth of the matter is we have over 2 million dead here in the United States.
Now the press is reporting half that. The mainstream press fake screwballs. Go ahead, Joe.
And that is how they're going to lower the population. And there will be more and more and more dead because it takes time for it to affect. Because what happens is they cause your DNA to cause your immune system to overproduce spike proteins. These spike proteins become overproduced, they attack the bodily organs, and then pretty soon you have no immune system because it's overworked, and then disease happens and you die.
Now, these spike proteins that they're talking about that are coming off of people, that's actually spreading other diseases like the liver disease, what do they call it? It's breaking out in children across the country, popping up
yes.
every place. Hepatitis.
You're going to see all kinds of old diseases come back because the immune system isn't working. But the spike protein is not causing it. It's because the spike protein has ruined your immune system. And so consequently, there's going to be more and more and more death, but you will not realize it because they won't publicize it.
A joke.
And that's what we're going to, they want to get by 2030, they want the population of the United States down to 100 million.
That's a third, folks, less than a third of the people be left, two-thirds of mankind killed. Now, do you think this might be the plague, Joe?
Oh, yeah, that is for the United States and then the world.
We're having it now. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me, folks, real quick, and Joe, real quick, that they're able to see in space-time through CERN, C-E-R-N, a super collider over in Switzerland. And he told me that he said by 2025, he said it would be the end. A big fireball will come in here six times the size of planet Earth, smack us, and we're up in flames. How's Earth supposed to end according to Revelations? I think a big fire, isn't it? Go ahead, Joe.
One third of humankind will perish. One third of humankind will perish. So I think on these CERN things, and particularly the looking glass that is used to look into the future and the underground bases, I think those are potentials. Because what they do is they get out of what we call gravity, and then there is no past, there is no future, there is now, and so they can see into potentialities of what's going to happen. That's what I think.
There you go.
But we now know, without a doubt, because there are the stories coming out of funeral homes where
they're overrun with the number of people that are dying. That have died. So some people are seeing, and particularly in small towns, they're seeing fewer cars on the road. Here in Phoenix, we don't, because California is emptying into here. And that is because they're becoming desperate.
It's going
absolutely desperate, and it's going to spread everywhere. And it's not because the Californians are coming over here and forcing the price up. It is BlackRock and Vanguard that are causing it. They're buying up the houses. This is part of Agenda 30. This is part of Agenda 30. And the very thing that Klaus Schwab has said, you will owe nothing.
Bring you right down to streetcars, folks, like you're building Kansas City constantly, streetcars, and trying to put everybody into the inner city area. That's the new future of America. If there is a future.
All right, that's all I got, Stu.
Joe, I want to thank you very much. Believe me, you're very knowledgeable, sir. Thank you. And I want to thank Jim Fetzer. Okay, have a good one. We'll talk.
All right.